We have sort of our traditional grant-making programs, training programs, equipment programs, things like that, that obviously can be brought to bear. But as I've been discussing with Senator Murkowski, I think what we have to do is be smarter about marshaling the resources we do have and spending them in a way that really addresses the problems here. And not just dribbling in grant money every 3 years to this program or that program, but a comprehensive approach. And I feel too often what we do is we grant recipients or communities that are seeking help have to tailor their solutions to the structure of the grant programs. And I think it should be the other way around. I think we have to structure the support we give to the solutions that are tailored to the community by the community. And I think I can play a role with supporting Senator Murkowski, Senator Sullivan in Washington, seeking an improved way of getting the help out here that's necessary from the federal government.
What we see today in rural communities is a result of generational trauma. You know, some of it is historical, and then it's passed family to family, and then you have isolated villages where you live with your perpetrators, and I know you heard some of those stories today. What role does the Justice Department have in breaking this cycle?
Well, as Senator Murkowski and I were discussing, most law enforcement problems really cannot be addressed solely by law enforcement. Ultimately, it takes a more holistic approach. Law enforcement is sort of the indispensable part of that, but also you need prevention programs, you need victims programs, you need a whole range of programs to address, as you say, these endemic problems. Now, the Justice Department has a number of grant programs and others that address victims, that address sexual violence, and taking care of the victims of sexual violence. But I think probably the highest priority now has to be figuring out how to get public safety officers, first responders, into the villages.
You say it takes going back to basics. You said that at the Tundra Women's Coalition mm-hmm. earlier this morning. What does that mean?
Well, I think what I was referring to is that much of the federal government's support goes on to goes to providing bells and whistles to law enforcement, state law enforcement, local law enforcement programs that are already relatively effective. What I was saying is here, the very basics of public safety are lacking in the villages, and part of the basics are having first responders that can actually respond in a timely way. And that seems to me to be sort of an indispensable part of the solution.
What will you keep in mind when you return to Washington?
I'll keep in mind that there's urgency here. Far too often we study problems, as was sort of highlighted in this presentation today. You know, a lot of these problems have been discussed for a long time. So I think there's a sense of urgency here, and I will feel that sense of urgency in Washington to help with the efforts to address it. And as I said, I take away a lot of admiration for this community, and you know, they want us, they want to be frame the solution for themselves, and they need help in doing that. And I'm going to do everything I can from the vantage point I have in government to support that.